It's time for what Podcast International called the greatest podcast in history. Open your ears, because it's time for Man Thoughts with Brian Callen.
All right, everybody, this is Brian Callen with, this is actually Man Thoughts with Brian Callen. I am going to be at the, where am I going to be? I'm going to be at Yuck Yucks in Calgary, Canada, October 11th, 12th, 13th. And I'll be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, one of my favorite places to perform in the world, on October 18th, 19th, 20th. Yeah, actually just the 18th, 19th, and 20th. I was going to perform on the 21st, but I got to get back to LA because I'm going hunting with Mr. Joe Rogan in Montana for deer. Alana, why are you covering your mouth? My guest is none other than the great Alana Evans. And if anybody out there is a porn fan, she's a legend as far as I'm concerned. Alana, you've been in the business how long?
Oh, wow. About 15 years.
15 years, man.
I'm like agent.
15 years. And you know what? I was saying to some people because I've met you a couple times before. You're so remarkably normal.
No.
And I'm actually in your house.
Yeah.
And you have pictures of kids on the wall, your family, you're married. It's just hilarious. This house looks like it's like a homey little, like you got your little kitchen. You're living a very normal life in America.
Don't tell anyone.
I know. Yet you're this porn star and you make movies and it's the craziest thing. This is the crazy thing about for me when I like meet people, because you're basically an outlaw.
I am totally an outlaw.
Yeah.
I'm like Jesse James.
You're like Jesse James, only a lot hotter.
I steal from the wealthy through my vajayjay.
That's what I like to say. That's actually really interesting. Well, it's the oldest profession in the world, right? What the fuck? Men will pay to watch sex. They'll pay to have sex and all that.
Absolutely. It's a great way for women like me to make money, be able to be home and enjoy my life without running in the rat race.
Okay, but there's so many taboos and so many hang-ups on being a porn star. The last thing a father wants his daughter to do is be a porn star, right? Like Chris Rock says, I got to keep my daughter off the pole. Forget being a porn star. So that's my question. You really are remarkably normal. You're intelligent. You got a sense of humor. It's true. I've spent enough time and talked to you, you know. So here's the question. How did you get into porn? And what made you kind of make that jump? Because it's a big jump. It's like once you fuck on film. So
it's a huge jump. Shocking enough, I was like the smart kid in school. I was in the GATE program. I was in the gifted.
You were in the GATE program?
GATE.
Oh, the
Gifted and Talented Education.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, you were. Okay.
Yeah, the one like the class where all the kids stay together. And when I went on to high school, I was like, I can't hang out with those nerds, man.
Yeah.
And then I realized as I grew up that, wait, I'm still a nerd. I just lucked out with a cute little face and blonde hair that I bleached and some implants I bought. So it all worked.
Well, I saw, but you're a very good looking woman, but I saw video of you when you were younger, before you had your implants, and you were just as hot. I mean,
aw, thank you.
Yeah, and you haven't really aged, I have to say. You'd think that porn, with the lifestyle, there's this stereotype of the drugs and the booze.
Totally.
You've not aged.
I mean, I have a cryogenic chamber back there that I sleep in.
I'm not allowed in there. We're just in the living room. I understand. You got a cryogenic chamber. That makes sense.
Right? Absolutely. It stores me and preserves the cells at
this,
night.
This is crazy. Well, you know, I was thinking about, I was with my buddy Brendan Schaub yesterday. He's a UFC fighter. And we were just talking about how, you know, he's such a nice guy, but there are probably maybe, you know, five people on the planet that can beat the guy up. And when he gets into the cage, he's trying to kill you with his bare hands.
Absolutely.
And so when you see the difference between Brendan when you're hanging out and having dinner with him, or Shane Carwin, or any of these guys, and then you see them in the ring, they go from being just the greatest guys in the world that have a sense of humor and just there to have a good time to killers.
Right.
And in a way, would you say that's the same kind of the way you compartmentalize sex as a porn star?
Totally. I think that actually we have different personalities. For me, it's two different names. You have the real name, which is, you know, the girl at home who takes care of the family and, you know, does dishes and plays video games all day long.
What's your favorite video game?
Right now, I am all about Darksiders 2, but I'm disappointed because they completely changed the concept from the first game to the second game. Don't get me started because I know more about video games than most men.
How long have you been playing video games?
My whole life.
Wow.
But recently, about almost a year ago, actually, a year ago and in like a week, I started Pwned by Girls, which is a gamer site where you can, you know, read reviews and stories about video games that I write or my other gamer girl, Missy Martinez, writes.
Is she also a porn star?
Yes.
Jesus.
Huge boobs, man. Super hot.
Guys, I mean, I'd like to play a video game with you girls.
Yeah, I bet we will kick your ass.
I have no doubt you'll kick my ass because I don't play video games. But it's interesting that you talk about this because video games are primarily a male-dominated activity.
Absolutely.
And so is anonymous sex or promiscuous sex. At least that's what the stereotype. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that a lot of women that I know, you know, as far as sex is concerned, they get very emotionally involved. Like I always say, if you want a girl to like you, fuck her right for just a little bit and she's going to fall in love with you, right? I've never had anything else, right? So, and most men would agree with that. Women just get emotionally attached. You're able to have sex without that. And let me, before you answer the question, like I always say, for me, having sex, if I wanted to have sex with a woman as a guy, it's about as emotional as drinking a good glass of wine. It's not an emotional event. It's a physical, really fun, exciting, adrenaline-filled event, whatever it might be. But men don't get emotionally involved. And it's interesting that you play video games and you can have sex and enjoy it without the emotional attachment.
Sex isn't love, and that was something that I learned very young in life, and I think women make the biggest mistake by putting all of their love eggs in that sex basket, because a guy, like you said, will come along, he's got an amazing tool, he lays it down, and then you're whipped. But that's just what he does.
That's just what he does. Yeah.
He's going to love you back. The problem that I end up having is because I'm so chill like that and I really am kind of a man's woman, mm-hmm. I end up getting dudes totally pussy whipped on me.
I have no doubt. I just spending time with you and talking to you, you've got such a... I'm telling you, I've said this so many times. You're so remarkably normal, adjusted. You really listen. Because, you know, a lot of porn girls that I've met, right,
what?
They're detached. They've actually detached from their body. So what you're actually dealing with is trauma.
Right.
You're not dealing with a healthy person. You're dealing with a traumatized person. And all you see is a creepy uncle and a bunch of other people that fuck with them when they were kids,
whoa.
Right? Right. But you totally. Don't. But you're one of those women that I just don't, and I'm pretty good at picking up on this, I don't see any of that shit.
Let me tell you something funny. I did an appearance on Dr. Drew's show a few months back, and we were talking about being a mom in the business. And I've got a woman who is, and I'm not even going to give her name credit, she is a total anti-porn woman. And I didn't know I was going to be sparred against her.
Oh, boy.
By the end of the show, I had Dr. Drew telling me, wow, you seem really put together. It doesn't seem like this life is affecting you the way it affects so many others. Good for you.
Right.
So that made me happy that a psychologist, therapist was like, you know what, you've got your shit together. Good job.
Well, maybe it's perspective and how you look at it.
That was after the hand job. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
I wish, man. He's hot. I was like, hey, let me touch your leg.
He's a doctor, right?
Right?
Well, but would you say this is what my buddy has a theory about porn girls and you know, if you want to call them hookers, because I think we're all hookers. I mean, if you've ever done a job for money that you didn't like, you're a hooker.
But you won't find me in Charlie Sheen's bathroom crying and yelling.
Right, right. But the question is, do you think that most people in your business are actually nymphos?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll go as far as saying not only are they nymphos and potentially sex addicts, if there is such a thing, I really think that a lot of the people in my business are really kind of borderline sociopaths.
Really?
Well, because if you look...
And by the way, let's define a sociopath. Somebody who really can't really feel empathy or compassion for someone else.
Exactly. And the things that they do are solely self-motivated and they really don't care who it affects. So with porn, you see where a girl will start as she's submissive and, you know, she's getting it really hard. And as we stay in the business, we either evolve or you burn out.
Yeah.
Most women will evolve and the tables will completely flip. And here you've got this crazy, dominant woman who is in turn taking not advantage, but abusing the crap out of these girls that she once was without thinking about what it was to be in her shoes.
That's kind of like the way a child has been abused ends up abusing their own children.
Yes.
Right?
True.
You kind of relive the trauma.
I think so. I think so. Or in porn, it's such a zest for being dirtier and being nastier than anyone else. So it's really about pushing those limits as far as you can go. And maybe that's something you wouldn't have done 5 years ago.
Yeah,
but
like
it doesn't
ass
matter.
To mouth, for example, became the rage, which was never, you know, you didn't see that.
And, no, you and, didn't. You're a dirty girl if you did that. I'm a dirty girl.
Yeah, Alana Evans, the dirty girl, ladies and gentlemen, which is why we love her.
That's right. But for me, I ended up being more of like the mama, where if I'm going to put a girl through a tough situation, like work-wise, sex-wise,
right.
I'm in her ear the whole time going, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because I care.
That's probably, though, that might be why you've had longevity, don't you think?
Well, and I like, you know, when we were talking earlier before we got started, I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
Except now. You know, I'm nice. I do what I'm told. I will definitely tell you off if I have to.
Well, yeah, you're not going to, after all this time, you're not going to let somebody take advantage of you.
Exactly. And that's what's kind of evolved with me. I won't let them take advantage of me, but I still love what I do. I still love being dirty. I still love having fun. And now it's a whole new group of people. So I'm just kind of a slut and I'm okay with that.
God, that's so good. And how does your husband feel about all that?
He's really supportive. He's really awesome.
He's in the business.
Totally perverted. Absolutely.
You have to be in the business. And I'm sure he gets off on you getting it from other guys.
Oh, yes. Jesus. We have a really weird relationship where I used to cheat. I used to cheat a lot.
On him?
Yes. And it had nothing to do with him because he's a really good looking guy.
Well, you cheated on him because you were fucking people on film.
I was a horny saying, bitch. Oh, no, that wasn't cheating. I was going outside of the relationship and doing things I shouldn't have been. And Jesus. Instead of him getting upset with me and leaving the way most people would, he just found a way to like it. So now I don't cheat anymore.
Why do you tell him when I cheat?
During sex.
Why do you? Awesome. Oh, then he gets off on it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I get off on it. He gets off on it. We're happy.
That I understand. I've been in relationships where it would turn me on to hear about, you know, her being with. We all have. Sexuality is so complicated.
Yes.
And most of us spend our lives pretending we adhere to the status quo. But the idea that, you know, one time I said to this acting teacher, I said, you know, sometimes I fantasize about my girl being with another guy. It's really creepy. I can't believe I do that. And he goes, if you think you're the only dude who fantasizes about that, bro, you're out of your fucking mind.
Do you know what the word is for that?
What?
Cuckold.
A cuckold. That's right. And it's from Shakespeare.
I have to tell you that in porn, that to us means you're a creepy husband who sits in the corner and jerks off while you're watching your wife get, you know, dicked down by a huge black man. And
dicked down. I like that. I haven't heard that expression. Well, he gets dicked down by a huge black man.
I looked it up online to see the actual definition, and it's really just a spouse who enjoys, you know, their wife being with another man. And that was a huge realization for us.
Yeah.
He was in shock.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, look, I mean, some men are crazy jealous. Other men are completely turned on by it. You
right.
know, I'm both. so I'm a mess. But let's talk about that for a second, because now, you know, I want to talk about dick size. You're how many men do you think over the 15 years? I mean, it's a terrible question because I bet you I have you beat, by the way, which is so sad when it comes to women. But maybe not. But how many people do you think you've slept with? Men and women.
Wow. Okay, well, I was a swinger before I got into porn.
Of course you were.
So we racked up a couple hundred there.
God bless
you. And in porn, I've done more than 1,000 scenes.
Wow.
I would...
Fucking 1,000 scenes!
Yeah.
Incredible.
Crazy.
You've done over 1,000 scenes, you fucking soldier.
I am awesome.
God.
I mean, it is over 15 years.
Yeah.
But, and wouldn't you know, my vajayjay is still intact.
I'm sure it is.
It is pretty impressive.
I have no doubt. You are intact. You look like you're in great shape.
Thank you.
You know, but
it's all the video games and junk food.
Yes, yeah, the video games and your genetics.
Right.
Talk to me about dick size. You've seen many, many dicks. First of all, let's put one. That's your doggy. Let's put one myth aside, and let's. Do black guys have bigger dicks than white guys typically?
In porn land, Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But not in the real world. In the real world, I've been with my fair share of most races, and there are just as many well-hung white men as there are black men.
I believe it.
But there aren't Asian, unfortunately. Although I did meet one.
You
amazing,
did.
Amazing. Amazing. Definitely. Really? Yeah. He can't really be Asian, though. There has to be somewhere where it's not real. Because
so Asian
huge.
Men typically have smaller dicks than...
Everyone I ever dated was really small. They are very good at oral, though. You know, mm-hmm. You got to have that extra skill.
Got to do that. Well, how important is a big dick? Like, for example, say you're with Lexington Steel or someone who's got a 15-inch dick, whatever it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And versus...
I don't feel his thighs when we have sex. There is no fool.
Oh, you've been with Lex.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boy. That's amazing. But when you come home and you have sex with your husband after getting just fucking dealing with that greyhound bus of a dick,
yes.
What is it do to you? How like, okay, you can understand how a guy would be like, fuck this, she's not gonna feel a thing. It's like the difference between getting poked and punched.
I'm the opposite, though. Like, okay, when you poke something, sure, you might be able to extend it. If you're punching something, it's swollen. My cooch gets all puffy and swollen, and it's actually tight after sex. So
wow.
It's pretty awesome.
So you've got a one size fits all cooch, is what you're
basically
trying to say.
It's amazing.
But do you think? But women are always talking. My philosophy on it is, if you got a big enough dick, then it really doesn't matter, because women connect with you. I mean, look, women like right. you because of your personality and sex. Even I'm sure for someone who can detach like you. Sex is also emotional with somebody you like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't connect with somebody and love them.
Of course.
Okay.
Then it's more special.
So dick size in that sense is not as important to you, or it is.
Okay. Well, how's this? There are guys that I've definitely, I don't want to call date because we weren't really dating. I'm really good about... wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I come over, I don't want to hang out, maybe play some video games with you, but it's sex and then I'm leaving because
right.
I'm married. I'm just like a man in
that
sense.
That is amazing.
Right?
Because I'm married.
But, right. But the guys that aren't as well endowed as others, we just have sex more often, because I've also found that with those guys, they come really fast. And I'm never one
you
to...
You mean the guys with big dicks?
No, with the smaller ones.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just so intense, or I really don't... I'm just awesome.
It's just because I'm awesome. Nobody
awesome.
Can last.
So we go two rounds. If I can't get off after two rounds, I'm not coming back. It's true.
That's fantastic. That's
so I'll give you a second chance.
Yeah.
I'm not difficult.
Right. Right. But so overall... Vanessa Blue, she said,
yes.
She said, I think she said, I'm quoting her loosely because I heard the second and third hand, but she said something to the effect of, a big dick is kind of like an amusement park. You want to go there once in a while, but you wouldn't want to live there.
Oh, and that's so funny because she used to be married to Lex.
Right. Like one of the biggest dicks in porn.
She is also, I've known Vanessa for many years. Vanessa mm-hmm. is... not a girl. She doesn't like to have sex with other women.
Okay.
So her attitude is, instead of having a threesome, you could just go fuck her by yourself and come home and fuck me later.
Oh,
so
okay.
Vanessa's...
But you'll bring other women in? To
oh, absolutely.
Especially with your husband?
Oh, you
Let
know,
me get my hand
whoever.
Out of my pants. Hold on. Good
I'm
God.
A show off. So I bring other women with my husband, with guys I'm fooling around with. I just like free, fun sex.
So tell me... So you're living really, in a lot of ways... And there are people like you that live...
I'm going to
live
hell.
No, you're living a life that most people fantasize about and or jerk off to.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason everybody knows what you Red Tube and XX, NX and Brazzers and all that is
yeah.
about, because porn is a multi-billion dollar industry, because obviously most people, all people are perverts. Even in Afghanistan, they had these soldiers... I'm sorry, not soldiers, but in Afghanistan, they all have satellite dishes.
Right.
They're all watching porn.
Wow.
It's crazy.
They're not allowed to. It's like totally against religion there.
Correct.
If you filmed porn in some of those countries, even as a
killed.
Performer, yeah, they'll stone you to death.
Yeah, or you'd get your head chopped off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No thanks. Yeah. I'm good on that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole thing with girls going to Dubai right now. And hooking up with
princes or something.
Totally. And there's a lot of money involved. And you know, I'm on this spectrum where I'm like, are you guys fucking crazy? Don't you know that everything there is illegal?
You just disappear.
You can't hold hands. There's no like public displays of affection. Right. And you're going there to be a hooker. Good job.
Well, and by the way, you bring up another point. A lot of porn girls, I'm sure now with all the internet, a lot of girls have to turn tricks on the side.
I think a lot of them, I'll tell you, funny thing. There was a time in porn where that's actually why girls were getting into the business, because maybe they were escorting,
sure,
or, you know, working out of Craigslist or whatever, and they want to be able to make more money. And if you're a porn star, you get better rates. So that's, they were coming in.
Because I know a lot of girls will do movies and then go dance.
Right.
And it's like stand-up. If you're on a TV show and you go to stand-up, you get butts in the seats and you make a lot of money on the road.
Absolutely.
It's kind of the same thing.
And you know, it's exhausting and tiring and you're standing up telling jokes. We're dancing our ass off several times a night, this full themed show. And it's amazing. It's so much fun connecting with people like that on that level.
Right.
You know, boobs in the face and having a guy tell you, I jerk off to you every night.
Yeah, yeah.
Most chicks would be really creeped out by that or looking out their window. For me, it makes me happy.
Oh, man, you're such an original. I love it. You're so different than most women. But, you know, I've always gotten along with fighters and comics.
Do they
and
protect
porn.
You?
And, well, no. And because fighters, porn people, comics, it's kind of a very similar kind of expression in a weird way.
We all
like
need
I'm
attention.
Up there. Yeah, I'm up there dancing around, making people laugh. Fighters in a cage. And you're using your body,
yes.
You know. So in a way, I've always had a sense of what, you know, people are going through. Also the fact that I'd love to be a porn star someday.
Right.
But I just couldn't do that to my mom.
Your next big show at the Improv is going to be you fledging it out, right?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it to my parents. But that's another question I have for you. Most fighters, most comics come from dysfunctional families.
Oh.
And most Americans probably do, right?
I think so.
But I'm sure the majority of porn stars, porn people come from either non-existent families or completely, you know, dysfunctional families. Tell me a little bit about your family.
I think a good question is, how do you go from being the smart girl in school in the gate class to doing porn at 22? And
that's the
right.
question I want to hear.
There was no guidance for me. I didn't have someone there telling me, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You know, my mom passed when I was 16.
Oh.
My dad is, I'm a lot like both of my parents. They were total hippie sluts.
They were?
My mom, you know, always was with different men. There were just different men around. So that was kind of, you know, maybe not the best example for me.
Mm.
But, and my dad, oh, man, multiple kids, you know, married a few times, still that hippie love musician. So it's technically their fault. Their genes,
yeah,
you know, combined together give you all of this.
and your mom passed at 16.
Right.
Is your dad still in the picture?
You know what? My dad wasn't really in the picture.
Right.
I had a lot of really strong family members who stepped up and were there for me. But something you learn as you get older is, you know, they weren't my parents. So I don't think maybe they necessarily felt comfortable in telling me or taking on that role of guiding me in a route that I should have gone. But I don't regret, excuse me, I don't regret doing porn because this is who I am.
Mm.
And the fact that I did porn, it wasn't like I got into trouble. I've never been arrested in my life, knock on wood. I don't have DUIs. I don't have drug charges. I don't have craziness.
Yeah, have you stayed away from drugs and alcohol?
Absolutely.
Your whole career?
Most of the time, I like to play here and there. We like to have fun, but I don't ever let things get in the way of my main goal, which is really survival. It's taking care of my family. And doing porn, okay, I go to work a couple of days a week at the most. The rest of the time, I'm at the school. I'm volunteering. I'm running committees.
But now,
I'm
hold on.
Pizza.
Your face. When I first met you, I knew exactly who you were.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people that recognize you.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
You know what it is? My character shows who I am. When I go and I participate, I don't wear a ton of makeup. I don't dress provocatively. I really look the role of the hot soccer mom.
Yeah.
And so.
So they don't really know.
They might
be like, they do.
Well, because if you were good to me and I could trust you, or our children spent time together, then you absolutely know what I do for a living, because I don't ever want someone to come to my house. Yeah. And then that parent finds out, oh my God, she does porn. Ew, my kid was there. Ah,
yeah.
You know, and my house, you can tell it's just not like that. So,
well, do you remember that a while back there was a woman who was doing moonlighting in porn, but she was teaching school children?
She was a teacher in Oxnard.
Did you know her?
Stacy, I want to say her name is Hollis or something like that. I don't know her. I followed the story very closely because, you know, I pay attention to that kind of stuff. And I think it's wrong that we're treated like sex offenders when we're not.
Well, my thing is, you're not sex offenders, especially if people are watching you and jerking off.
Yeah. And the way
this is the hypocrisy that drives me crazy.
The way she got caught was she worked in a middle school, and it was middle school students. Somebody saw her.
Yeah.
So that's not her fault. That's the parents at home that aren't doing their job and monitoring their kids and what they're watching.
Yeah, I found myself scratching my head over that because I have kids, and I'm a pretty liberal guy as far as like socially liberal, and I think prostitution should be legal. I think it's hilarious that it's not.
Right.
I think, and all that stuff. But I'm more of a libertarian that way, just because I believe in maximum personal responsibility. You know?
Absolutely.
Do if you want to do shit, that's fine. There's a price to pay for everything, and just you got to figure it out for yourself.
We have stupid common sense laws.
Right. That we do. But then I thought to myself, but I don't want my kids. I don't want my daughter watching something like that.
Oh, you know? Of course not.
However, when I was in seventh grade, I saw my first porn, and it was fucking
creepy?
It was no, it was. I watched it with a bunch of girls, and we used to watch it as
a
group.
Nice.
And it was
sure.
It was educational. It was crazy. Yeah, it was. It was fucking crazy. But I remember getting really turned on, even
absolutely.
When I was so. So I don't know, but I don't want. I still don't want children watching porn. Obviously,
of course not.
Yeah, but let's talk about that. You have a 19-year-old, but you had a child.
Right.
Now, what about your child? How did you protect your child, and how did you think about that in terms of not exposing your child to this sort of under tapestry, this taboo world?
Well, being his parent, he has to be exposed to a certain amount, meaning a good parent that works in porn talks to their child about what they do. So I never left him unprepared for when the boys on the football team said, hey, Kev, did your mom do porn?
No shit.
Yeah, and it happened, and I knew it would happen. And at that point, he knew everything. He respected me, and he trusted me because I was honest with him. Oh, but the boys at the high school, they had a song. And, you know, they would do like a thrusting, you know, like a Pee Wee Herman humping back and forth. And they would sing my name. And
no.
When I finally met the boy who created the song, he was so embarrassed and so quiet and so intimidated by me that I just laughed.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. And you notice which
that's
boys...
That's boys not knowing how to put what they saw into context.
Right.
You know, I mean, you don't know what to put. You know you've been given a set of values.
Yeah.
And the irony is you probably agree with those values even though you fuck on film.
Oh, right. I have my own morals.
Well, you are. I don't know you well, but I know from other people that know you well, who speak really highly of you.
They're lying.
They're all liars. But you are you are a nice person who does the right thing. For, you know.
Oh,
you're not,
definitely. Like, you know, I will cheat with other people. Like, I might be a bad girl and have sex with other people, but I would never have sex with my best friend's boyfriend unless she was there.
That's what I mean.
Or
vice that's
versa.
An insane, because you're. And by the way, I always say, you know, I'm always this way. I always just I'm very vocal about all my shit, you know, and you're already saying that you cheat on, you know, when you cheat, you, in a way, just admitting that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
is,
yeah,
and
have,
your husband knows it. It's actually not cheating.
Way.
It's not really cheating in a way, right?
I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel so much better now.
When do you think you'll retire from porn?
Never.
Never.
I know at some point there's going to be a time where I'm like, okay, let's stop taking our clothes off because that's hanging a little too low. But
yeah, right.
I don't think I will ever really leave the business. Honestly, and this is going to sound weird, but maybe not. I really kind of expect myself in about 5 years to be running some kind of organization, helping girls find their way into the business properly, because they're going to do it and they want to be here.
Yeah.
And for me, it's that whole mama thing and helping them find a way into porn that's not going to leave them, you know, high and dry or addicted to drugs or.
How do most girls find their way into porn?
their boyfriends or their husbands or some shady pimp that said, hey, I can make you a bunch of money. A lot of times it's like that. For me, I found an ad in a magazine. I wanted to be a featured dancer. But once I got into porn, I never really stopped to dance because it was so much fun.
And there's a lot of money in it.
There's a lot of money. So it was like, I can work one day a week and make what most people make in about 2 weeks worth of paycheck in just one day.
Hard, so that's hard to argue with.
It was very hard to argue with. So maybe that was the smart girl in me coming out going, I ain't selling my hours away for nothing.
Are you good? Are you good with money?
I'm good at spending it. Yeah, I'm good at paying my bills.
Yeah. Most people are not. But imagine most people in porn are not. One thing that my buddy who was a director said, he's not in the business anymore. He said, the one thing you notice about porn people is that they're really, typically women in porn, men in porn are only looking at tomorrow. They never really plan.
Yes. Well, because they always think that that check is always going to be there or there's going to be some job because it's so much money, you know, it's like a crack hit. And then they stay home or they go shopping and they do really, really dumb things.
Right.
And
because I've seen people like burn out too. I mean, Sasha Grey is an example. Like if you watch Sasha Grey movies, she was just, I don't like watching when she was younger because she was just so abused. I mean, I know guys get off on that, but for me, when I look at Sasha, she may be a friend, so maybe you have to be tight-lifted. I'm not saying anything, but when I would look at her as a young girl, I would always think to myself, I'm not watching somebody who's, like Jenna Hayes, she seems like just a sexual animal.
She's a dirty beast.
She's dirty. And Belladonna, who I love, I don't know her, but I like Bella because I believe her when she's having sex.
Right. Bella is a classic one that I felt was a little bit of a sociopath.
Oh, really? Okay.
She started out as the total gangbang girl, and now she's a girl who will do an enema, put the liquid back into the enema bottle, and squirt it into another girl's mouth.
No.
Yeah, and she actually got into a lot of trouble for that.
You're joking me. She did that?
Evil Angel, that they ended up having to deal with obscenity case.
You think?
Because of that. And she didn't really care that that had happened. She's like, oh, well, it's not my, you know, it's not my company. It's not my problem.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was
damn. That's where I draw the line when it comes to shit, you know? Call me crazy, but I'm not into shit. I don't like shit either. In my mouth or in my bed. That's just one of my, it's just one of my rules, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what happens, though? It does happen during anal, but, you know.
Sure. Okay, that's fine. So fucking, we'll get to it. Yeah, I mean, an enema, but Jesus, that's what Evil Angel was doing?
Yeah, that's why they had gotten into trouble. They've definitely simmered some things down, but you know.
That seems like hatred toward women, too. That's the other thing that, that's where I, actually, that's an interesting topic because when I would watch Sasha Grey or I'd watch these kinds of things where somebody does something really gross like that, I don't think that's sex. I think that's actually for me that is abusive.
It is.
That's abusive and taking advantage of a victim.
And having a woman do that to another woman.
It's
crazy.
It's guys who hate girls and girls who hate themselves and it's just it's like the lowest form of humanity in a lot of ways.
It happens. It happens. That's why I do happy porn. Where I get choked and spit on.
There it is, baby. Well, but all that stuff, again, is stuff people do in their own bed.
Yes.
I mean, you're not the only girl who likes getting choked and fucking grabbed by the hair and, you know.
Although apparently some people, they have like a moderation of spitting. Like if it's a light, sweet, gentle drool, that's okay. Some people can't handle the whole, you know, pulling it back and just a big old spit.
Yeah, that I wouldn't be into. I have to admit. But you know, look, you're into what you're into,
definitely.
Right?
I like feet.
You like feet?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I like feet. I'm wearing flip flops. I was like, well, yeah.
You have
I'm too ticklish for anybody.
That is a checklist for me, though. How you can tell if a guy is well groomed and take good care of himself.
Yeah.
If he's got good toes.
Oh, really?
You have good toes.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because some guys have fungus on their toes.
Oh, and it's
right?
disgusting. If you have fungus feet, you ain't get anywhere near me.
Well, that's actually interesting. When you have to do a scene with a guy, have you ever refused a guy based on?
Oh, absolutely.
You have.
Because no one's gonna say no. For me, except for me.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a situation where, hell, maybe the guy's just gross or he's a jerk, which doesn't happen very often. I mean, hell, I love Ron Jeremy. I've had sex with Ron multiple times. I'm good.
Ron, you stud.
Right? I'm good.
And I love you for that, by the way. The hedgehog. I love you for that.
You can find. find good in Ron and have fun with him, and it's not a big deal. You know right. what I mean? Other girls wouldn't work with him because he's the hedgehog.
Yeah, he's not that attractive.
But there's plenty of guys where I'm like, oh no, you stay way over there.
Well, what is it? Give me an example of guys that what do you not like?
Oh, okay. How about, you know, you can tell when someone's a tweaker when they take off their clothes and, you know, they've got scratch marks.
Yeah. The tweaker meaning they do meth, by the
totally.
Way.
Totally. And yeah. that, to me, you're just a cesspool of everything.
Yeah.
And so I won't work with you. I did a scene last week, and there were a few guys there attached to fake cocks, so we would have giant cum loads blasting in our face.
And I can't believe you do this for a living.
Right?
It's so funny.
It's so awesome.
I did a scene last week where giant cum loads, they were fake. They were, what is that shit made of?
The particular director has a special concoction. He actually cooked flour and milk together so that, you know, the milk wouldn't get gross. A lot of people use, they'll use Cetaphil, which is a soap, but you can't get that in your eyes and your mouth.
Yeah.
Or they'll use coconut stuff, like pina colada mix.
Okay.
But it has so much sugar in it that your whole face will break out, so you can't use that in heavy amounts. But this flour milk mixture, it looked like cum. It had no taste to it, so I was sucking it off of the girl's back. But then I realized later the next day when I woke up with a sore throat that I'm sucking all of this stuff off her back after we rolled around on a dirty couch.
Right.
And I'm like, ew. So I had to put it out of my head.
Yeah, exactly.
But the guys that were attached to those fake penises, oh my God, such tools.
Really?
Such tools. And I know them. And it was a matter of watching them jerking off going, you know, I could never have sex with that guy. I really went home and called my agent and said, hey, can you put so-and-so on my no list?
Really?
I don't want to get in a situation where he's got to put his dick in me because...
Give me the guys that you love doing scenes with.
Oh, Evan Stone.
Stone.
Good-looking
guy. Is he Everhard? Is that what they call him?
No, Eric Everhard and I actually don't work with Eric
okay.
because for Eric, it's not about sex. It's about showing off.
Okay.
And I'm not a rag doll. You right. can fuck me like one, but don't treat me like one. And
that's the
difference.
Fucking quote, Mike, the guy who edits. Mike, that's the quote I want. I'm not a rag doll. You can fuck me like one, but don't treat me like one. That's the greatest fuck. That's the greatest quote I've ever heard. I'm not a rag doll. You can fuck me like one, but don't treat me like one. Okay, so you feel like Evan.
Evan's great. Eric isn't. Other guys that I
Evan
like
Stone. I don't know Evan Stone.
Oh, you've seen Evan okay. Stone. Evan Stone is the big Fabio-looking guy in all of the Vivid movies.
Okay.
He had the long brown hair. Now it's short, so he's played in a lot of the parodies.
Right,
he's
right.
just a great actor.
Okay.
And he's fun, and he has yeah. good energy, and he has a huge tool, but he doesn't have to hurt you with it.
Right.
He knows how to use it, so it's great. Okay. And James Dean, I really like.
Everybody likes James
Dean.
He's
getting all this Hollywood love now, and I'm telling you, it's because he's a cute little Jewish boy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know his lawyer, and they're all these teenagers.
Right.
These girls that want to take him to the prom.
Oh, my God.
But he's a rough dude. He fucking slaps girls and hits
oh, yeah.
with his dick.
But he's so tiny.
He's
like,
a
as a person,
yeah.
I'm bigger than James is. So
Jesus.
It's kind of funny when he comes along with his big old baseball bat, and he wants to, you know, knock it out of the park, and I just giggle.
Because you can beat his ass.
Probably.
What do you do? I've talked to you about this a little bit, but what do you do about disease? Like, what do you do about syphilis? There was a syphilis outbreak.
There was, and I was so glad I wasn't on the list.
Fuck.
You know, that's where taking care of who you have sex with and paying attention to who you have sex with. We did have a big syphilis problem, and... You know, syphilis, it's not like it was back in the day with a Tuskegee experiment and all that crap.
You just take a shot of penicillin?
Yeah, I'm totally allergic to it.
Oh, you are? My mother's allergic to penicillin.
Yeah, so I wasn't exactly trying to run out and get a shot in the butt when I knew I wasn't sick. So I did the series of tests to make sure that I was healthy. Most other people were so into just getting back to work that they went and got the shot and they dealt with getting sick from it and bruises and all that stuff. But... You have to be specific. If someone doesn't look like they shouldn't be there, then they shouldn't be there. And they definitely shouldn't be having sex with you. You know
what
I'm saying?
Do you get tuned into your body about that? Do you smell things?
You smell, you look like girls smell. guys don't really smell unless they haven't showered. Which, yeah, if you haven't showered, get
the girls will smell if they have something. A lot of times.
Usually you can see it, you can smell it. What someone told me that their mom used to tell them to squirt some citrus on it, and if they sting, and I'm thinking, who's putting an orange next to your vajayjay?
I know.
You come at me with an orange, I'm gonna hate you.
What are the diseases besides syphilis you have to worry about?
Well, we test every 30 days, obviously, for HIV.
Yeah.
We've been really good about not having any outbreaks. When there's a story in the news about someone getting HIV, it's a small thing. They got it outside of the business, and they didn't pass it. Like, we really do a good job of keeping us safe.
There's been one case, and it was a guy who had sex with a tranny, I think. I
mean, thank you. Yeah.
In 15 years. I mean, there have been almost no HIV cases in the porn world.
Each time that it did come up, it was because the guy had sex with another guy. And then they might give it to a couple of girls. The last case, which was a year and a half ago, just him. He, you know, they caught it right away. He wasn't working a lot, so he wasn't going to pass it to anyone else. The last one before that was seriously 5 to 8 years ago. And again, he got it from a tranny in Brazil. So use condoms. You're going to bang a man in the butt, even if he's wearing a dress.
Bag it. Wear a bag. Give me some other diseases.
We test for gonorrhea and chlamydia.
How do you know when you have gonorrhea or chlamydia?
It hurts.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
That's, for a girl or for a guy?
Both. Both. Okay. That's why they call it the clap.
Yeah. But I've had, when I was in college, I had, I think, chlamydia. And I was like, hey, what's that yellow shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor was like, take a pill.
Yep.
But there's so many. I mean, I don't know. Any guy who says he hasn't had something, like my buddy was like, I've never had that shit. I go, you haven't? He goes, no. I mean, I've had a drip sometimes. But
sometimes.
I go, that's fucking called chlamydia or gonorrhea, you fucking idiot.
And it didn't go away by itself.
No. Actually, I talked to a doctor one time who said that your body can fight it off. But it's probably a good idea to get.
Yeah, who wants to risk it?
Yeah, get the antibiotic. So chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. What about hepatitis?
Hepatitis is something that is, well, you have hepatitis B and you have hepatitis C, both which are like they're fecal-based or blood-based. So it becomes more difficult. It's actually not something that our business tests for. Yeah. It's not a part of the panel.
Because it's not that high risk.
It's just really hard to pass sexually like that. It's, you know, you're going to get that through needle sharing, you know, things like that. I'm not saying you can't get it from a girl if she's bleeding or if you're having anal sex with someone, but it happens. Other things like herpes can't test for because we're all going to come up positive for a certain strain of it.
That's what I've heard. I've heard everybody in the population, almost 100% has will come up for some, whether it's simplex one or simplex two.
Right, exactly. So
we're just walking around with disease all the time.
I know, right? It's so dirty. But that's when you have to do your package check. That's when, as a girl or a guy, you are looking at their genitals and making sure there isn't anything there that shouldn't be. The syphilis thing was scary for us because syphilis, it doesn't leave you a drip. It doesn't do things like that.
It gives you a sore on your dick, I think,
right?
No.
It could be a fucking sore on your arm. It could be a rash on your back.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it's skin-to-skin contact. So it was definitely freaky. And I don't know if you know, a guy totally, like, faked his test.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Marcus.
I've known Marcus since...
I've met Marcus.
Marcus was my first and second scene coming into the business.
Really?
He is a very well-respected guy. You know, doesn't always put female talent first. He's one of those guys who'll make you wait 2 hours before he comes to set.
You know what, though, about him? I actually, somebody, my friend said, do you want to see how a scene shot a long time ago? And I was like, sure. And he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And with another guy, who was a really cool guy with bald head. And he stays up from England. And he talks like this. He's got...
Oh, we were talking about Derek Hay. He's in bright blue eyes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yes,
I think.
That's
cool
Derek.
Guy. Big guy. Big guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I liked him. He was cool. And Marcus, he's gay?
So gay.
Really?
So gay. That's the other thing that happens in our business is a lot of people don't know how many of these men you watch just defile and pound these chicks, and they're totally gay.
No.
They have sex with men. I mean, think about it. The guys who bring in HIV into our business are banging trannies. You're not straight if you're
having
you're sex
right.
with a
tranny. Yeah, you're right. I've never wanted to bang a tranny.
No.
Although I was in Thailand, and they looked very girly.
It's confusing.
It's very confusing. The lady boys, but so that's interesting. So that, okay. So well, hey, listen, whatever. He was great. And then, but Marcus, the girl, I think it was Nautica Thorne.
Yeah.
And she got a tear.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Nautica, if this wasn't you, but I think it was, and I'm not. But she was a little in a little pain, and they couldn't continue. Mm-hmm. And he was really nice. He looked at her, and he goes, you okay?
Well, because he probably felt bad.
Yeah, he was, like, kind of taking care of her, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, he is good like that, but something that he does that we all know is... if Marcus is laying on his back and a girl's on top of him riding him, you better watch his toes. If they go to bend in any way, Marcus is totally coming in the girl during the scene.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Infamous. I've been on set with him where the director's smacking his leg going, don't you do it.
Jesus, really?
You have to save that for the end. If you're not, pull it out so we can see it.
Yeah.
Now it's popular to come multiple times. If you can do that, you're a stud, but don't hide it.
I cannot do that. That's it. I guess they call it a cream pie. Isn't that what it is?
Right, exactly.
I love all the terminology for it.
Everything has a name in our business. When I learned what snowball was, I was like, hey now.
That's where you come and pass it on to the other.
Yeah, spit it into a guy's mouth or a girl's mouth.
Oh, fuck that. Nobody's spitting cum into my... God, my own cum, I'd freak out. Ugh. God.
It's just fun how we take really kind of wholesome names, like a snowball or missionary or even a cowgirl. Right. The only one that's not wholesome is doggy style.
Right. Doggy style. That's like Joe Rogan says. Right? He's like, there's certain positions you can make love. When you're doing it doggy style, you're fucking.
That's right. You know what I mean? Are you guys going to have a little Cheney action on the hunting
trip?
No, I hope not, man.
We're going hunting. It's going to be fun, man. I can't wait. We're going to,
sure he's not mad at you.
I know. I've known him for as long as you've been in the business, longer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what would two, here, I'm turning the tables on you. What would two men do together alone in Montana?
Well, we're going to be with a guy who's going to teach us. He's a famous guy. I think his name is Mark Dottie or something like that. And he's got a hunting show.
Wow.
And he's going to take us out to stalk some deer because it's going to be a real hunting trip.
That is horrible. Have you ever killed an animal before?
I have killed an animal.
You're a bad man.
But I love deer meat. I would never kill a bear or a lion or an elephant.
Unless you had to.
Unless they were charging at me.
That's right.
And you were behind me, I would protect you. I would protect you with my body, my lady.
Whoa, I'm having flashbacks.
Suddenly my voice
right
is getting very,
like,
very...
world's dumbest.
Oh, God, that show.
I watch your show.
I haven't done that show in a while.
We all sit around the sofa here and, look, there's Brian.
Oh, yes, good. Alana Evans watches Brian Callen.
That's right,
my husband watches
it. He's like, yeah, that guy's funny.
You tell your husband I kept my hands to myself here. Now, but let me ask you this. How is the business, if at all, how has it changed since you got in?
Oh, it's so different. Oh, when I started, we didn't have women directors. We didn't have any women calling the shots. In fact, no, I'm sorry, there was one. Kelly Holland. Very amazing, strong, fiery, redheaded woman who was the boss. Now the business has really evolved where women can call the shots. We can be taken seriously. We can hold a camera. We can shoot pictures. I think that the coolest thing for me, though, that's changed is when I started porn, I was the young girl. I was in the little cotton panties and the pigtails and I had no boobies. And all of the women that were older, late 20s, early 30s, those were the Vivid girls. They didn't have a label, but we all aspired to be one of those
Vivid
girls.
Because Vivid was the big company.
Absolutely. Vivid and Wicked.
Those were the contract girls.
That's right. Which we all wanted to be. It meant you were special.
You were hot.
You were
special.
Hot, of course.
Give me some of the girls you looked up to back then.
Oh, gosh.
Savannah?
You know what? Yes. But she's crazy.
Yeah, although, she killed herself, I guess, poor thing.
She did after a car accident. She was afraid she messed up her face, so she shot herself.
Terrible.
Very sad. But she did once blow Slash in the middle of bar. That's awesome.
Good for her. Good for Slash.
I looked up to Tiffany Minx.
I don't know Tiffany Minx.
Oh, huge, amazing ass.
Really?
Like the best bubble butt ever.
Tiffany Minx.
There was another lady that I really liked. Alicia Rio, crazy, wild, she was Latina and she was a full-on psycho firecracker. And then, even though she's not really nice to me anymore, Debbie Diamond, for me, that's who I wanted to be. She was filthy. My favorite scene with her, they have you go to a restaurant, whatever, and there's the whole sandwich cart where all the fixings is. She was laying on top of one of these, but it was filled with ice cream toppings, and she covered herself with ice cream and chocolate syrup and made a huge mess and was so disgusting and dirty. And she had little boobies. And she was just so foul and sexy. Yeah. I mean, I'm closing my eyes when I'm talking about it and getting all into it. I loved her. I wanted to be her because I looked like her. I had boobs like her. I was as wild and as dirty as she was. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So she's amazing.
I find your niche, I guess, in the business. Absolutely. Some girls play the lady. Other girls play the you know, whatever.
The dirty slut.
Well, I've dated girls who were dirty, and it's there was something about them that maybe I wanted to tame that dirtiness. I don't know what it was, but I can understand, you know, kind of like certainly as a man, why those girls turn you on.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny, though, because for me in my career, I'm now at the place where I have girls coming to me saying that they look up to me or they wanted to be like me. The funniest one ever to this day, because her career has definitely surpassed mine, was Jenna Hayes telling me she wanted to be just like me. And I'm amazing. Like, damn, girl, you took it and then some.
Yeah.
So I think it's
again,
really cool.
Jenna Hayes is somebody that, you know, and I've talked to Stoney, who I think did a first scene with her and said she was just a sexual animal, man.
Absolutely.
She really liked it, you know?
Yes.
Oh, so you were saying how it's changed, though. I interrupt you. I diverted
Oh, well, now that all of those older women, you know, those Vivid girls, we have a label. We're MILFs.
Oh, you're MILFs. And are a lot of those girls still in the business?
A lot of them, yes. Or they left and said, oh, wait, they're shooting 40-something-year-old chicks now. I'm coming back to work. Wow. And that's what's happened. And it's crazy for me to be, I'm 36. To lose
she doesn't
work.
Look it, folks.
Thank you. To lose work to 50-year-old women. When does that happen?
Well, you know what, man? I'm 45, and I prefer watching a woman have sex. I don't like this. This is honest to God truth. If I'm watching porn and it's some 19-year-old girl, I feel like a scumbag. I do, because I have a daughter, so I feel like I'm watching some young girl, and I'm just a dirty old pig. If there's a girl who's like
your daughter.
No, I know, but I just think if it's a girl, like it's like my joke. I like a girl who's been through a couple divorces. She owns a sex swing. She's looking for the scotch when she walks into a room.
There you go.
And she's had her heart broken 300-400 times. I can work with that, especially if she takes care of herself.
I can show you the empty bottle of scotch on the fridge.
That's what I like to hear, Alana Evans. Yeah, but that's, I guess maybe because, you know, as you get older, you want somebody you relate to.
Right.
As opposed to.
You can talk to.
Yeah, I don't need a daughter in bed. That's kind of creepy
to
me.
Daddy.
Yes. I'll make an older woman call me daddy. Damn it. So it's changed in that you used to have these contract girls. Vivid was the big player. Now it's become so.
Well, now Vivid's full of nothing but celebrity sex tapes. I think they have one girl who is under contract, and they have others. They just don't promote the way they used to. And that's Capri Anderson, Charlie Sheen's bathroom hooker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just did a review.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that she was she just a sociopath, and was she just trying to get money? And
no, I believe that he was coked out and being crazy.
Okay.
No, I know some of the girls that used to go up there, and I'm like, damn, how did I not get that invite?
Yeah, I want to fuck Charlie Sheen.
I want to go. I would have a great time. We could reenact, you know, hot shots, and it'd be awesome. I wouldn't go running to the TMZ cameras either. Which one of the girls was a friend of mine. You know, I play Mrs. B, aka Mrs. Brady, in the Brady Bunch parodies. It's the first parody that started this whole craze.
Perfect for you.
The girl that played Cindy in the second movie was Casey. And she is the one who, she literally went to Charlie's house for the day, got her money, and then went back outside of his house with the TMZ cameras.
Oh, no.
And did the whole story. She was the one who talked about the briefcase full of cocaine and all
that. What do you think he paid her?
He got she got a check for $30,000.
30 grand?
For one night.
That's an expensive piece of pussy.
That's what the girls get for going to Dubai.
Really?
She got in one day.
I don't know, man. I mean,
that's crazy.
I guess that's.
Would you have sex with Charlie for 30 grand?
I would. I would. I would certainly make out with him.
I would.
I mean, why not? 30 grand? I mean, you know, it's like, listen, I'm straight, but fuck it. I'll just close my eyes.
Totally. He wanted to do a whole porno family in his house, and so I'm like, strange. Yeah, do it.
He's a product of LA, I have to say.
Yeah.
In LA, you can invent your own. Yeah, and good dealers and good dealers. You can invent your own reality in this town. It's so weird.
Absolutely. Well, especially when you have the money to do it.
I know a lot of people who know Charlie, and the one thing they say about him is he's a really nice guy. Like, he may be a drug addict and all that stuff, but I've always heard from people who've been waiters for him, who've worked, you know, around him, and they all say the one thing about the dude is he's a really, really nice guy. Like, he cares about people. Like, he actually has a big heart.
That's
he's just
and a big wallet.
And a big fucking wallet, man. He's been making a lot of money for a lot of years.
None of the girls ever talked about how big his package was, though. Like, that's what I want to know. I don't care how much money you made. How big
That probably means it's average. You know what I mean? When they don't talk about it, it probably means it was there.
Hey. You know, as long as it works, which my guess is it probably wasn't, though.
I was going to say, when you're doing blow, it's kind of hard to get it up.
I don't know. He was probably eating Viagra and Cialis and doing the Cavardet shot straight to his dog.
What is that shot?
It's a shot that guys use, and if they put it in a wrong place, it'll go really bad. But it's like instant Viagra to your dick, and you stay totally hard.
Really?
The problem is, it's like an artificial hardness. So it's like a spongy hard.
How about this? I'm not sticking a fucking needle in my dick, okay? How about the fact that I can get it up, all right?
Yeah.
Stick a needle in my dick.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Thanks.
And
I'll take a pill.
After you do that so many times, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And your dick won't work at all.
Yeah, so guess what, kids? Don't stick a needle in your dick. What is it called?
I think they call it the Cavajet. I mean, I could be saying it wrong. I don't use it.
No, I don't use it for my dick. So now, but the business is, I've always wondered how you guys are making money now, because you've got all these different websites for free. You can't sell DVDs anymore,
right?
Yet you're still shooting movies.
We still get paid fairly well to do scenes. We definitely don't do the amount of scenes that we used to before.
What's the most you ever made for a scene? What's the most you ever made for having sex with someone? Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's really good. The most I ever made for one was $7,000.
It's not bad.
Yeah. That was
cash, or was it a check?
It was a cashier's check. So I paid taxes on it.
Fuck. Damn it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a big celebrity? You don't have to say the name. There's the answer right there, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
But you will never see me standing on TMZ with some camera, you know,
that's
talking about who I had sex with like that. Why do I want to ruin someone's career or family?
Yeah.
Family is really
the biggest thing. Credibility, right?
Right. And then I just look like all those other girls.
Right.
I want to be known for being Alana Evans. I don't want to be known for being a goddess.
How did you come up with that name?
Oh God. Okay. This is funny. My ex-husband, his name is Alan. And one day, he comes to pick me up, and we were dating when I was in high school. He came to pick me up with a friend of his who was super pregnant. And I'm thinking, is that your baby? Are you not telling me something, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were just really good friends. And this chick named her baby after him. She named it Alana. And I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to name any of my children that name because that's what your friend did. Oh, I'm going to be a stripper. My name's going to be Alana. Oh, I'm going to do porn. My name's going to be Alana. And then, you know, in porn, you got to have a website.
Yeah.
So Alana.com at the time was the Alabama Nurses Organization. So I couldn't get it. So I created the last name. Evans is classy, like Robert Evans.
Yeah,
it sounds
very classy.
Doesn't sound like, you know,
Alana Evans.
Alana Cummings or Alana Sexton.
Right.
Which is what a lot of the
girls
were doing.
No, Alana Evans sounds like a normal name, actually.
Yeah, so I get away with it. People think it's my real name.
What's your nationality?
I am, let's see, I'm English. I've got some French in me. I've got some Danish.
You're white.
And then a little American Indian.
So
but yes, I'm white.
You're a white girl.
I am a total white girl. Caucasian.
And by the way, if I may say so, your booty is as black. I mean, you've got a ghetto booty.
You've
got a Latina or black booty. Black
girl
booty.
It's a black booty. I've had it my whole life.
Were you an athlete?
I was a lot. I ran a lot.
You did. You were a sprinter.
A lot of track. I was a sprinter.
There it is. So built like a sprinter, lady. I can call it, man. I know an athletic body. I see it.
I don't know what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. You were like, fuck sprinting. There's no money in it. I'm going to fuck on film.
That's right.
And if I don't say so myself, you are, if you guys don't, you know, listen, check out Alana Evans. She's a champ.
Absolutely. You have to play video games with me. I accept people to my Xbox Live friend account and my PlayStation, and it's Super Pink Ninja.
Super Pink Ninja?
I am a total ninja. You know how
okay,
cool.
Okay, so wait. So if people want to, you can promote this. What do you, is there anything you want to promote? What's your website called?
Oh, Pwned by Girls is the main site I push, of course, besides my porno site.
It's called
site.
What?
It's called Pwned by Girls. So
how do you spell it?
P-W-N-E-D.
P-W-N-E-D.
Yeah, by girls.
What does that mean?
Pwned is, it's a gamer term. It's like, oh, you got owned. It was actually a glitch during a game that came up. It was supposed to, instead of saying you got punked or you got owned, the word you got pwned came up.
Oh, wow.
And it just stuck.
So Pwned by Girls, mm-hmm. and that's your gamer site.
Yeah, it's totally free.
Do you have a porn website?
AlanaEvans.com, of course.
There it is. AlanaEvans.
You can spell.
That's so good, man. I know I haven't gone to your website, but I'm sure I will. And then you've got, and so if they want to play you, it's Pink Bunny?
No.
Is that what it is?
I am a ninja.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ninja Bunny.
It is Super Pink.
You're wearing a pink
ninja. Everything you're wearing is a pink dress. In my life. Everything
okay,
is
so
pink.
It's Super Pink Ninja.
I'm obsessed with ninjas. And here's something really cool. I do fantasy football. My team won this week.
Who's
yes.
your? You do fantasy football too. You're a guy with big tits and a great looking face.
My partner for the team. Oh my God, is Nando DeFino from CBS. And he does all of the fantasy football stuff for them. So I got really lucky.
Damn.
We have an awesome team. We are the ninjas. So I'm, you know, pulling together little things.
Do you have a regular football team?
I'm a 49er fan. Go Niners.
They look kind of good this year.
I'm a NorCal girl.
Yeah.
All the way to my heart. So yeah. I will always be a 49er fan, but I hate the Giants.
I'm a Giants fan, so just calm down. And I apologize for us winning two Super Bowls. And I'm very sorry in advance for us winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
You have no answer for our defensive line or Eli Manning.
I know.
Who's going down as one of the greats.
And
by
I want you
way.
To know that that's my defensive choice for our team. And I actually lost points thanks to them this weekend.
I'm sorry about that.
It was not
you
cool, man.
You can't mess
they
with the Giants.
They got to step it up.
The G-men are stepping up. Alana Evans, thank you. Thank you for joining Man Thoughts. There are a lot of guys that want to hear from a beautiful, experienced woman like yourself.
It's been fun for sure.
Thank you. Will you come back?
Of course.
I'll come back to you. I can't believe I'm in your house.
It's awesome.
This normal house in this great neighborhood. All right, everybody.
Weird paintings that say poop on them. Thanks.
By
to
the
my
way,
kid.
Yeah, this is your kid who did this, or these?
Yeah, he's right. An artist. Look, it says banana poop.
The kid is good. That yeah, that's a green banana that says banana poop.
It's that really fancy, expensive school he goes to.
And guess who pays the bills? Mom.
That's right.
Your porn pays for that education. Oh, the relentless irony that is life. I can't take it. It's unbelievable. God, you just give so much to your children and to your fans, my darling. God, this world is so crazy and complicated. We're both going to hell, by the way. Just
I'm
so
okay
you know.
With that.
So am I. All right, everybody. Come see me in Calgary, Yuck Yucks, and I'll be there once again October 11th, 12th, 13th, and then I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, my favorite place to perform in the world, 18th, 19th, 20th of October. I will be bringing the heat. Please, please bring your seatbelt, Tigers. Bring your seatbelt. Out!
Listening to Man Thoughts with Brian Callen.